Bonavecer, Tenako Tu Katua. Good evening and welcome to the Dalmatian Radio Program with Nick Bartulovich. Our Dalmatian Radio Program is brought to you on Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday night at 7:20. You can also log on to Planet FM's website, www.planetaudio.org.nz/Dalmatian Radio, where you can listen to our radio program anywhere in the world on your laptop, desktop, mobile phone or tablet after it has gone to air, and also download it. Radio, where we inform you on upcoming events from the Dalmatian Cultural Society in Auckland, New Zealand, and play a variety of music to suit all ages. For more information about our New Zealand Multicultural Society, log on to our website www.dalmatian.org.nz.
Yeah. lepa je pomlad, če začutiš, da nekdo ima te rad. Ko v srcu zaigra melodija polna upanja. Rad imeti je težko, če nikogar niki vračal biti to. Ljubi za spomine, da z njimi ti v življenju lepše bo. Hvala, ker si o meni ti. Ko je lepo in tudi ko boli. Hvala, ker si o meni ti.
In the studio, I have Natasha and Zoran Shulenta, two of our active youth who dance in our senior dance group, the Tarara Folklore Ensemble, which have recently returned from a highly successful 22-day cultural trip to Serbia and Croatia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Going off various reports of the trip, amongst the many compliments that the Tarara Folklore Ensemble received from both Serbia and Croatia, the most common was, and I quote, "I don't believe that you are not a professional dance group," and "When are you coming back?" All of which reflects well on your dance group and your tutor, Nenad Rajac. Would you like to give us a report of how it went in both countries, what you experienced, and what you took away with you from that experience?
We started in Serbia and stayed 5 nights in Kragujevac. As soon as we got there, we headed to a practice with the amazing and talented band that our tutor Nanad organized for us. So we pretty much got straight into it. But it was really fun, especially dancing with a live band and meeting Nanad's old Kola tutor and Kola group. The next night, we performed alongside local Kragujevac groups, and although we were all nervous for our first performance, we did perform really well and were congratulated by all the other groups. The next performance we did was in Čačak alongside many local Kola groups. This performance was broadcasted on local Čačak TV, which was a little more nerve-wracking, but we did pull it off and we all performed really well. We then enjoyed an evening getting to know the local dancers and making friends. The last performance we had in Serbia was in Topola, and on that day they were celebrating their village Slava, so the town was busy with markets along the streets, which was a really cool atmosphere. We performed outside in the centre park to a huge audience and alongside local groups, and we were all really well received.
While we were in Serbia, as well as performing to a high standard, we also got time to do some sightseeing and day trips. We went to places like Šumarica Memorial Park and Museum in Kragujevac, which was very impacting. We took a day trip to Mečovnik, which included a lovely steam train ride around the mountains, and visited Oplenac at the top of the hill at Topola, which was beautifully decorated with mosaics around the walls. Our experience in Serbia was great. We enjoyed every day of it and were really proud to perform our kolas, especially the New Zealand kola, for audiences everywhere.
After our 5 days in Serbia, we had a full day trip from Kragujevac to Pula. We stopped over at Beograd for a short visit, as well as checking out the beautiful Kalemegdan Fortress. The whole bus ride took about 12 hours, so there was an air of relief when we finally arrived in Pula. Our first performance in Croatia was in Vodnjan on a massive outdoor stage alongside local kola groups, and the atmosphere was amazing with people cheering, clapping and singing along with our dancers. We had also been scheduled to perform in Bale while we were in Istria a few days later, but the weather forced the organisers to cancel the performance. But we were able to go to the beach as well as explore Rovinj, so we still had a good day. Our next bus ride took us from Pula to Zagreb for our next stop, and on the way we stopped at a beautiful village of Motovun, famous for their delicious truffles. When we got to Zagreb, the dancers were lucky enough to stay at the university student accommodation for free, while the supporters stayed in Hotel Dubrovnik. Our performances as part of Međunarodna Smotra was really special, as we were able to watch performances from all over the world, as well as performing our kola with a live band of talented musicians that played really amazing for us. After Zagreb, we headed down to beautiful Krk, where we stayed for our performance in Novi Vinodolski, which is where our Baba is from, so that was especially exciting for us. We were able to spend a lot of time in the water on Krk, and it was well worth the wait. We all worked on our tans and had some well-deserved break in our full-on schedule. After our performance in Novi, we got back on the bus and headed to Makarska, with a stop in Split on the way where we could walk around the beautiful town. Our performance in Makarska went really well, as it was in the middle of a town square with many people eagerly wanting to watch as they passed. We were even mentioned in the local news and saw our pictures on posters around the town, which was really surreal. Our next and last bus trip took us to the village of Vrgorac. We performed alongside local dancing and singing groups as part of the Esport Matoket Festival. The setting for the performance was unreal, because the stage was set up beautifully, and in the distance there was lightning as well as a lunar eclipse, making the whole atmosphere extra special.
While we were in Croatia, as well as having so much fun performing, we also got time to do some sightseeing and day trips. We went to places like the beautiful Pula Arena, the island of Brioni, where Tito lived, where we were able to take a guided tour, and then that night we watched the Football World Cup final. Although we didn't get the result we wanted, it was still amazing to be amongst the atmosphere. We also visited Kažun Park in Vodnjan, the iconic St. Mark's Church in Zagreb's old town, as well as day trips to Mostar in Bosnia and Herzegovina and Dubrovnik, while we stayed in Vrgorac. Our time in Croatia was really amazing, and everywhere we performed, we received raving comments from the audience and for our New Zealand collar, which people thought was very special. We were all really proud to represent New Zealand and our society, and again, and again, and again, and again, want to thank all those that supported and contributed to our fundraising effort, which reached over $90,000, especially those that donated for fundraising, the clubs up north whose support never goes unnoticed, and the club at Whangarei, who donated to us their beautiful New Zealand Dalmatian collar costumes that were well used as we danced this collar everywhere except Zagreb. We have now all returned to New Zealand and have started back at collar practice, back to reality, but the buzz from the trip is still around.
Are the youth planning anything in the near future?
We have a few events coming up before the end of the year. Tonight we have a few collar members who will be speaking in more depth about the tour at the Dalmatian Club, and that starts at 8 o'clock. We have a welcome back barbecue for our group on Sunday the 7th of October at 3 p.m. and this is welcome for everybody. There will be photos and videos from our tour and delicious food included. The younger collar groups are also invited to entice them to keep up with collar in the future and build a relationship with the younger generations. It is $20 a head and children under 15 are free. We also have our end of year concert in late November, early December, which we are currently learning a new dance for as well. We would also just like this opportunity to say that we're always looking for new members to join collar, and not just our Tarara Folklore Ensemble, but the junior and intermediate groups as well. They always welcome more members too. The Tarara Folklore Ensemble has also been invited to perform in Turkey, France and Greece by event organisers that saw our top quality performances on our trip. And so now would be a really great time to join if anyone wants to have an amazing trip like we just came back for.
Well, thanks, Natasha and Zoran, for taking the time to be with us today. My thanks also to Stephen Shalenta, the chairman of the Genealogical and Historical Committee, for his contribution to this program. This next song is our youth song, as well as Stephen's and mine.
Pogledi, ja trebam nekog da me pobjedi i plesi piće sad odgovara s nogu na sobara. To je usne na daljinu prijete u oblacima, visoke su pete, sve se vrti, atmosfera pali, to je doma, živi danas i ne žali. Ovo je najbolji klub svom mjestu i prava je noć, neka me tvoje ruke ukradu, zgrabi trenutak jer brzo će proć. Ovo je najbolji klub u gradu, na pravom svom mjestu i prava je noć, ti noćas trebaš i lijepu i mladu, ja zaborav trebam, baš dobro će doć. Nek dvije vatre neko pomiri, za sreću nikad nije prekasno, ljulja nas opasno. To je usne na daljinu prijete u oblacima, visoke su pete, sve se vrti, atmosfera pali, to je doma, živi danas i ne žali. Ovo je najbolji klub, prava je noć, neka me tvoje ruke ukradu, zgrabi trenutak jer brzo će proć. Ovo je najbolji klub u gradu,
As Natasha has mentioned, join us for our welcome back barbecue for our Tarara Folklore Ensemble at the club this Sunday, the 7th of October, starting at 3 p.m. This will also be a great opportunity for all our children to meet the Tarara Folklore Ensemble to get some incentive to either join a dance group or, if they're already in one, for their future advancement into the next dance group, and also eventually experience a cultural trip of a lifetime, as have recently the Tarara Folklore Ensemble. Thought. True friendship is based on trust, honesty, and sincere generosity of our heart. You have have been listening to Dalmatian Radio with Nick. Thank you for your company. Until next Tuesday night at 7:20, La Cornoche, Paul Maurier, good night.